Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Strap in, youngins. In the headlines
with Dukes and Bell. They fight. They're a team fighting from the bottom. You can see it. They've got a bit of team spirit. You know, it's not a pretty game tonight, but they get the goal. They hold on, and they fought to keep a zero on the board for them.
I don't know what you thought. That's Jeff Lorenowitz talking about last night's match. The United fall again to the DC United.
Yeah, now the good news is, guys, because we had 2 weeks off because they had to wait for the stadium and the way the schedule plays out, we've got three or four games, and now down to three games in hand over some of the teams that are ahead of us in the MLS playoffs bracket. But this is one that leaves you scratching your head. You had 2 weeks off, should have been fresh. You got all your stars back, Joseph Martinez. Greg Garza, by the way, gets hit on a shoulder, laughs it off. He's tough as nails, the shoulder he injured in the MLS All-Star game. But, Carl, frustrating, exasperating. This is a bad team. And their only goal was actually on an own goal, as you heard from Michael Parker, is trying to defend and get it out of there. But brutal, frustrating. And we look winded. We look gassed. And we are guys who train in Atlanta. So, yeah, this is one of the first, as a United fan, that I was, like, literally wrecking. It was very frustrating.
Well, a lot of folks after the match last night were saying, you know, social media-wise, too much time off. We'll ask Brittany Arnold this question. She's coming in the studio about 4:20, sideline reporter for Atlanta United, and we'll get her take on this. I'll say this. They've owned us this year. Three of the DC United 7 wins this season have come against us. And they're a bad team. So,
right.
You know, you have to wonder, 6 of the DC United's 21 goals this season have come against us. So, for whatever reason, they have our number.
Yeah. Well, you said, what is it, the Astros and the Braves?
That's right.
Right. I mean, there's just always some strange matchup that defies logic. But this is one where, yeah, if we lose a key position or maybe a chance to, you know, have at least a home field advantage for a game. Again, remember, it's single knockout unless you're the number one seed. We might look back at the 9 points we gave to the worst team in the league, man. Frustrating.
We are still, guys, a playoff team, but there's some things that need to get adjusted and fixed. And if they don't, we may not last long in the playoffs. As I mentioned, Brittany Arnold's going to stop by in the 4 o'clock hour. It is Dukes and Bell. Headlines brought to you by our friends at McDonald's. Hurry into McDonald's and try one of our new Minute Maid slushies. You can choose from Fruit Punch, Orangeade, Cherry Limeade, starting at just $1. Don't miss out on the moment. Price and participation may vary. Now, we were talking about the Falcons, and I want you to hear Julio in just a second. But, you know, guys like us are saying they don't care if Julio plays, and we don't. But Julio wants to play. He hasn't had any action,
right,
this preseason. And I said, is Coach Quinn waiting? And if he is, what is he waiting for, Friday? Well, apparently he is, right?
Yeah, yesterday Julio told D. Orlando Ledbetter that he's ready to go. It's up to Coach Quinn. And now D, hearing from Dan Quinn, that the decision will be made tomorrow on both Taylor Gabriel and Julio Jones. Again, Friday decision if these guys will go. Guys that are already eliminated will not play. Demonte KZ coming off that little ankle tweak. Bleedy Ray Wilson in the secondary. You know about Devontae Freeman. Lyman Martin Afidi. And Luke Patzer. That's the big tackle we picked up that would be a reserve anyway. But that's a guy who's got a bit of a pectoral issue right now.
All right. So we'll hear it. And we'll hear it tomorrow from Dan Quinn. Are you going to be surprised if he does play? I won't. I think he's going to play. That's, again, my personal opinion. I think he gets a couple of snaps. Hey, man, speaking of Julio, he was asked, is there any difference in Matt Ryan pre-MVP and now?
Matt's always been Matt to me. I always get asked this question about Matt switching up and, oh, he's MVP this year, this and that. I always, you know, seen the capabilities that he had in him early on and just the way he delivers the ball. He's a precision passer, all those things. He's just been consistent for so long, you got to get recognized.
So he's basically saying Matt is not tripping. He's not changed. He's the same guy he's been, whether he was winning MVPs or not. And Julio kind of laying it out there. It's funny, he says, I get this question all the time. Why would people think that Matt has changed at all? I don't know, Mike. I don't quite understand that. He's kind of been the level-headed same guy he's been since he's gotten here.
Right.
Even when he's had bad seasons or down years and not made the playoffs, I don't get that. But Julio kind of explaining to folks he's the same dude.
Yeah, I mean, if you read all the articles that have been written about Matt, we've had a couple of the authors of those articles on here the last couple of weeks. I mean, if anything, Matt upped his game. You know, and Dan Quinn asked him to be more of a vocal leader on the team, but that's about it. You know, and other than Matt going out to that California, the throwing camp, and more RPMs on the ball, I mean, being more aggressive. I mean, yeah. Do we all wish that he or Dan Quinn would have said, stop the insanity, run the ball in the fourth quarter again? We can't stop talking. We have to stop talking about that. There's no point in it because the Falcons have turned the corner, and we just got to get focused for 17. And Matt's going to be a big part of that. Love the idea of him and Sark, and Sark maybe allowing a little more input, a little more of Matt's ideas to flow, because nothing against Shanahan, but we know he's a testadura. You know what that is, right? A hard head.
And he was. Even though he backed off of that in year two, and it helped. It helped both parties, I think, Matt and Shanahan. Hey, speaking of Saturday's game, former Grayson High School star and Cardinals defensive tackle Robert Kimdichie will not play Saturday against the Falcons. He suffered a calf strain at Tuesday's workout, so we found that out yesterday. So he will not play in front of his hometown, you know, fans, man. And he came on the show, what was it, about 3 or 4 weeks ago mm-hmm. when Robert came on and was talking about, you know, taking the next step this year with that Cardinals defense. I think it's going to be an interesting test. I do. We'll talk more about the actual matchups and stuff tomorrow, guys, as we're down at Mercedes-Benz. Hey, around the NFL, Mike, a couple of preseason games tonight. Miami at Philly and Carolina at Jacksonville. Now, the Carolina thing is Cam Newton.
Yeah, we get to see Cam out there. There's been a lot of confusion about just how his arm is, how healthy he has been. Our buddy Joe Person has written in the Charlotte Observer that Cam looks back to being 100%. We'll see tonight. Meanwhile, another big quarterback injury, and we'll talk more about this in the NFL Blitz, is what's up with Andrew Luck? There's no reason to draft him or any of the wide receivers for the Colts until you know his status, and his status is a gigantic question mark right now.
Well, the phrase, or at least the quote yesterday, was no timetable.
Right.
Which, you know, is okay, and usually it's, all right, we hope to have him back at the beginning of the season. He should be back by week two. No timetable. That's a little bit scary. So if you are, thinking about fantasy football, and from that standpoint, I'd stay away from Andrew Luck, at least for right now. Hey, other NFL news, the Jaguars. Chad Henne will start tonight, by the way, over Blake Bortles. And Bortles may be fighting for his job there.
Yeah, both Henne and Bortles have some of the lowest quarterback ratings for guys that have as many attempts as them in the NFL. So, yeah, it's not exactly a great choice to have. It seemed like if you watch Hard Knocks and many of the players, and certainly I was watching the game with Randy McMichael that night, looked like the players were trying to do a better job or at least give more effort when Henne was out there on the field. Bortles is a guy that threw for 31 touchdowns, man. I mean, he's had a good year in the NFL, but it seems like an ancient memory now, doesn't it?
It does. By the way, who was your quarterback in that mock fantasy draft you just did?
Matt Ryan.
Oh, okay. You went Matt Ryan.
Oh, well, just by the way, you guys were mocking me. You can do the app, by the way, CBSSports.com fantasy. You can, you know, Arthur, while you guys are doing the prep, I was just squeezing in a little draft. It makes me a better radio host, Carl.
I know it does.
And you talked me out of T.Y. Hilton because there's no reason to draft him, not knowing who the delivery system is up there.
Well, Rick Hamlin and I were having that conversation as I heard Big Hugh telling the story this morning. I was out and about how Rick was going in on the auto draft that got them T.Y. Hilton. But Rick Kemmler's right. I mean, I'm not drafting a guy that I don't know who's throwing him the football.
Yeah, there's a couple of guys out there. Like, Hearns may get traded. Robinson for the Jaguars. You might want to touch him. Not that you would anyway. But you're right. And then in the case of T.Y. Hilton or any of those dudes up there, yeah, big, big question mark. Now, real quick, Crabtree, and that's why I ended up taking, over T.Y. Hilton.
Okay. I like that pick.
Because the Raiders got Derek Carr.
I like that pick. Yeah, man, Carr's going to have 35 or more touchdowns this season if he stays healthy.
Well, that's MVP type.
It is. And I don't debate that he will put those kind of numbers up. And Crabtree has kind of found his niche out there, man. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, it's funny. He left the 49ers, and then everybody kind of said, okay. And I think he's really found his niche. That's a good pick. All right. Just was curious who you got.
Well, again, for what it's worth, it's just a mock draft. Yeah. But again, guys, mock drafts matter. Hashtag mocks matter.
All right. Let's talk about what else matters. And that's Saturday night.
Conor McGregor.
And Floyd Mayweather. It seems to me, did you watch any of this presser yesterday? If you did, I mean, maybe you got home last night. Maybe you saw a little bit this morning, whatever. Or on the interweb. Mm-hmm. It seems like Floyd has gotten to a point where he's just ready to fight. Like, all the nonsense, let's get over all the stuff and the hype mania.
Right.
He was a lot more serious yesterday. Conor McGregor was still taking his shots. I want you to hear a couple of these cuts. Conor talking about 8-ounce gloves, Mike. He's saying, this was a mistake.
8-ounce gloves, he made a big, big error, in my opinion. I don't see him lasting 2 rounds. I feel I would have the decision to end it inside one.
Inside one round.
I mean, that's, dude, you're out of your freaking mind, dude. Unless two guys are going to hold him and you're going to punch him, okay? That's not happening. The only concern I have, though, and we brought this up yesterday for guys that missed it, Floyd hasn't fought in 2 years, you know? And that's I don't care who you are, even if you are the greatest pound for pound of this generation. Great defensive fighter. I have a feeling, though, he's going to, McGregor may, you know, I'm not saying he's going to win a round, he's going to get some shots in early, but it's going to be a 12-round unanimous decision for Floyd, and it's going to be boring as hell after that initial flurry, because that's it. That's all you're going to get. To me, it's going to be like Sugar Shane Mosley. I mentioned that a number of times. He's going to come right at him. If he gets him on the ropes, Floyd may be in trouble, but he won't be able to sustain that.
Speaking of 12 rounds, I'm glad you said that, because Conor McGregor talked about being ready for 12.
We are prepared for 12 three-minute rounds of nonstop pace, and I will go forward, and I will put the pressure on him and break this old man. Trust me on that.
Break this old man.
Trust me on this. Three rounds. You know, even like the leprechaun of Lucky Charms doesn't sound that ridiculous, man. I mean, I'm Irish-American, and I'm embarrassed by this guy. But anyway, and if I know that Floyd's tough to root for another number of reasons. He treats ex-girlfriends like punching bags, etc. But, I mean, this is one where I have a hard time rooting for either one of these guys. I know the MMA guys are obviously all over McGregor.
Yeah, and by the way, that whole Floyd story resurfaced. Isn't it amazing how that story resurfaced? You guys know how old that story is when Floyd served time in jail?
It still happened.
It did. But the only reason it's being brought up is because there are people who are play-hating because he's making all this money. That's the real deal. I mean, give me a break. That story's 5 years old or whatever it is, and here it is resurfacing all of a sudden.
I got to be honest with you. I'm surprised that the McGregor camp did not make that more of the vitriol in the pre-fight hype.
They didn't even say anything about
it. Who was a Spanish fighter years ago? It was like, woman beater! His dad was screaming at the press conferences. Oh, who the heck was that guy? I'll look it up. But, yeah, there was a father of one of the fighters that Floyd had, and he was screaming at the top of his lungs, he's a woman beater! Yeah. Gonna show him what a real man is. I'm surprised McGregor didn't go down that road.
Well, that's the thing, Mike. I mean, this has been out there, and now this story, this huge expose is out there. It's like, we know this story. We know what Floyd did. He went to jail for it. Either way, here is what Floyd had to say. And by the way, don't get it twisted. I'm in no way, sense, or form or shape.
Oh, by the way.
Saying that beating women is fine or hitting women in any way, but I'm just saying that story has resurfaced only for one reason.
I know what you heard. I know what I heard. Hey, man, Robert Guerrero, by the way,
is
the fighter whose dad was screaming, woman beater!
Yeah. Well, who taught you that?
Gonna get it from a real man!
So this is Floyd talking about you gotta get it, or to get it, give it, you gotta put it in.
One thing that you must know about the sport of boxing and about combat sports, remember, if you give it, you must be able to take it.
Yeah,
you just gave us the greatest malaprop of all time,
well,
by the way.
You
the double entendre was flying.
I'm in here trying to do a real radio show, and you and AT are in your own damn world saying, save that cut! Save it!
So, Jahi, we need you to slice and dice, man, because that might have to be a part of a new show promo.
It might be. So that's Floyd basically saying, listen, if you give it, you have to be able to take it. Basically, you're going to punch me, you got to bring it. So we'll see.
Yep. And the fight, by the way, we've talked to a number of guys, bars around town. The going rate's anywhere from $30 to $45, depending on your bar or your sports bar. But
I've heard a C-note for some places.
Well, that's crazy.
It is crazy.
You can go to other bars.
I'll get the fight for a C-note.
I mean, that's what it is. $99.95.
I'm not paying a C-note to come in and not sit comfortably somewhere.
It's snacks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.